court. Per section 144-63E1, all public notices have been filed. Please join us in the pledge to the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Welcome, and let me take this opportunity to introduce the members of our board. John Whitman, Code Enforcement Officer. John Bailey, Deputy Town Attorney. To my left, far left, Michael Williams. He's an alternate board member, but he will be voting this evening due to the absence of Lauren Kayser-Rodo. Next is Kim Bowers. Next, Robert Lenards. To my right, Dwight Mateer. And I'm the acting chair, Bob Metz. And to our far right is our recording secretary, Anna Waring Zizi. If anyone appearing before this board is related through family, financial, or a business relationship with any member of this board, it is incumbent upon them to make it known under the state law and the code of ethics. The first order of business will be the approval of the minutes of the previous meeting. Each member of the board having previously received and read the minutes of the previous meeting dated August 20th, the chair will entertain a motion that the reading of these minutes be dispensed with and the approval of the same. Is there a motion?
I'd like to abstain because I was not at the meeting.
I'll make the motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. All persons making an appeal before this board will be heard in accordance with the town's laws of the state of New York, Article 16, Sections 267, 279, and 280A, Subdivision 3, and the Town of Orchard Park Zoning Ordinance. Any person aggrieved by any decision of the Board of Appeals may present to a court of record a petition duly verified, setting forth that such decision is illegal, specifying the grounds of the illegality. Such petition must be presented to the court within 30 days after the filing of the decision in the office of the town clerk. Will the secretary please read the affidavit of publication and posting of the legal notice for this meeting?
Notice is hereby given that the Zoning Board of Appeals of the Town of Orchard Park, New York, will hold a public hearing on Tuesday, the 17th of September, 2024, at 7 p.m. in the Orchard Park Community Activity Center, 4520 California Road, in said town, in the matter of the following appeals.
Thank you. Let the record show that site inspections for tonight's cases were made by Mike Williams.
Yes.
Kim Bowers.
Yes.
Bob Lenards.
Yes.
Dwight Mateer.
Yes.
And I have as well. At tonight's meeting, we have full board representation. I need to point out that it will require three votes to approve any motion that is presented. I also wish to point out that time for a presentation is limited to no more than 10 minutes, and our attorney will ensure that.
Absolutely.
As a point of information, we will be following the following procedure at tonight's meeting. The petitioner will be asked to come forward and sign in and then present their case without interruption. Board members will be allowed to question the petitioner. We will allow anyone from the floor the opportunity to speak for or against the request. And on this, John, that's limited to 3 minutes, is that correct? Enforced by, once again, our attorney, John Bailey. We will verify if there are any outside communications related to the case. Board members will have an opportunity to discuss the request. A board member will motion for the granting or denial of the petitioner's request. And once again, at tonight's meeting, Mike Williams and alternate will be voting in lieu of Mrs. Kayser-Rodo. If the petitioner's request is granted, it is not necessary for the petitioner to remain in attendance for the duration of the meeting. Those individuals should contact the code enforcement officer to complete the appropriate paperwork. Will the secretary please read the first item of business?
ZBA file number 3824, Richard Barnes, 47 Birdsong Parkway, Zoned R1, SBL number 173.12-1-24, sublot 74, map cover 3207. Requests an area variance to enlarge a previously ZBA-granted patio from 22-foot by 16-foot to 30-foot by 16-foot for a 16.16% lot coverage. Initial ZBA file number 1505 granted 15% lot coverage when the house was built. Current lot coverage in R1 zone is 14%, Section 144 Attachment 15 Bulk Yard Lot Regulations.
Will the petitioner please step forward? Please state your name, address for the record, and present your case.
Hi, Gerald R. Architect, 3625 Edgar Road, Ocean Park. Of course, remember we were here earlier, we asked for the 22 by 16 covered patio. The owners of the residence looked at the size and decided, or we wish they could make, would have made it bigger, so they asked for another 8 feet. So we are here asking for that extra 0.05% extra of the public relation. I know you're out there, you all were out there, we've heard, had questions, presented questions on the board in the past. Have you seen the drawing?
My understanding is that there was it 8.5 feet?
It's like 9 feet to the house.
No, I mean from the building to the proposed addition.
Yes, but I said it's almost 9 feet.
Is that inside of your request, or did you want to amend your variance?
They would like to make the structure that much easier to build and look better if we can do that. But I suppose you can. So we're right around 9 feet, 49 or 8 feet.
So do you wish to amend your application?
Correct.
Does any member of the board have questions for the petition? Mike?
It would be nice. I mean, it's pretty much what it was the last time we set for that.
Kim?
I don't have any questions.
Bob?
I have a question. Can you just explain again what has changed since you received the variance the last time?
Do you have a site plan?
I've seen it. But can you just explain?
They want to add 8 more feet to the one end, not the fireplace end, but the other end, for more of a separate dining type area, where the house would be more of a living area, living room type area, outdoor living area. This would be an outdoor dining.
So you want to have just a place to sit and eat with the family, as opposed
the
to
other one would be more
sitting the around the fireplace.
Correct.
So you need a little more space. Yeah. I understand. Thank you.
I have no questions. Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak on behalf of granting this variance?
I'll make the motion. Oh, I'm sorry.
Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak on behalf of granting this variance? Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak against the granting of the variance? Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak against the granting of the variance? Public discussion is now closed. Does the secretary have any communications either for or against the granting of this variance?
No.
Thank you. Board discussion? I'm closing board discussion. Is there a board member prepared to make a motion on the request?
I'll be happy to. regarding ZBA file 38-24, I make a motion to approve the granting of the variance. I don't feel that there will be an undesirable change in the character of the neighborhood or detriment to the nearby properties. I don't believe that the benefits sought can be achieved in any other way other than the granting of the variance. I don't feel that the request is substantial. I don't feel that there will be an adverse effect or impact on the physical environment. And while the self-created, and I don't feel that it precludes the variance.
I would just suggest that we add as amended for the 8.5 or 9 feet, whatever the.
That's fair. Yep.
Okay. Is there a second? On the question? Hearing none, we're ready to vote. Kim?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dwight?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
And the chair votes yes as well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is this microphone on?
I don't think it is.
Yeah, is there a way to turn it on?
Yeah, there's a little button on the top. Just press it. Red light should come on.
I can.
Prior to moving on to the second case on tonight's agenda, I want to draw your attention to code 144-63-E3, required interval for hearings on applications and appeals after denial. Whenever the board, after hearing all the evidence presented upon an application or appeal under the provisions of this chapter, denies the same, the Zoning Board of Appeals shall refuse to hold further hearings on said or substantially similar application or appeal by the same applicant, his successor, or assigned for a period of 1 year, except and unless the Zoning Board of Appeals shall find and determine from the information supplied by the request for a rehearing that changed conditions have occurred relating to the promotion of the public health, safety, convenience, comfort, prosperity, and general welfare, and that a reconsideration is justified. Such rehearing would be allowable only upon the motion initiated by a member of the ZBA, that is the Zoning Board of Appeals, and adopted by the unanimous vote of the members present, but not less than a majority of all members. Is there a board member that wishes to make a motion either for or against the granting of the amended application? Hearing none, there is no motion. The board at this time declines the hearing of the amended application. Moving on to case three.
ZBA file number 4024, Silver Grove Financial Group, 400 Sterling Drive, zoned I-1, SBL number 152.19-1-30, part of Farm Lot 27, Township 10, Range 7. Request two area variances for a monument sign. First area variance is for the sign to be 9.33 feet in height, and the second is for the sign to be 54 square feet. A freestanding sign with a solid supporting base not exceeding 30 square feet in area or 5 feet in height. Where sign surface and base are the same dimension, the text of the sign shall not exceed 20 square feet. Section 144-5, monument sign terms defined.
Thank you. Will the petitioner please step forward and state your name and address for the record and present your case.
Good evening, I'm Chris McCaffrey with Ulrich Sign Company, 177 Oakhurst Street in Lockport. I'm here on behalf of Silver Grove Financial Group. They recently moved into the new building at 400 Sterling, and we have designed a sign that has the same architectural elements as the building. It has the stone base to match the building, and it also has a wood truss roof to match the building. And the roof is not illuminated. The sign cabinet itself is a fairly simple sign cabinet that you can see in any other business. There's signs very similar to this in the park already. I'm a little bit confused by the code. It says that we're asking for 54 square feet. I'm not really sure how 54 square feet was determined. The sign itself is 48 by 96, that's 32 square feet. And that's actually, if you include the entire cabinet. So 32 square feet. Also in the code, it states that a freestanding sign should not exceed 9 feet in height. We're at 9.33 feet, and we could certainly get to 9 feet easy enough if we made the decorative roof slightly smaller. And it also says freestanding signs can be 30 square feet. So, but it's talking about a freestanding sign, a monument sign, and a pedestal sign in the code. So I'm not sure, you know, how you're determining which type it is. So, you know, we just want to work with the board to get approval so that they can put their, they've had a temporary sign there for quite some time. They'd just like to get their permanent sign completed.
John, could you speak to the,
Yeah, a monument sign has that solid base. So what you're proposing has that solid base that goes all the way to the ground. Okay. A freestanding sign would be that 32 square foot sign that you're talking with two posts coming down.
Well, this has two steel posts that'll be in 4 feet into the ground. It's an actual base. You just don't see the post. But this sign is completely.
What you're showing that solid base going all the way down, which you could imagine.
Correct, but it still has posts inside, and you just don't see that. I mean, we could do it with posts. It certainly wouldn't be as nice looking. I mean, if you had posts on the outside versus a stone base. So I guess that's why I'm here. So that clarifies it, that if it has posts, then it can be the 9 feet. So this will still have posts, it's just concealed.
What you're proposing right there, that's a monument.
Okay. But why in the description of the variance it says a freestanding sign with a solid supporting base? So it's referencing both things. That's why I'm confused.
The solid base would be those posts going down into the ground.
Sir, I think the opinion of the building department is that it's a monument.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. It just says both, though. It says a freestanding sign. Then
reference. That's fine. It's a monument.
Okay.
Does any member of the board have any questions for the petitioner? Mike?
You need to have that peak on the top of that.
We don't need to have it. Again, we're trying to mimic the building. We're trying to make it look aesthetically pleasing, so they're taking an architectural effect of the building and tied it into the sign. We could certainly, you know, eliminate that, and you just have a rectangle. So they're willing to make the extra investment in having a decorative roof to tie into the building. Same thing with the stone. I mean, they could, again, do it with just posts, but they want it to look nice and tie the whole thing together. So that's why we're showing the decorative roof.
Right, but I believe the sign that we were referred to that was similar in nature did not have that peak to it, correct?
I'm not sure what sign you're talking about.
We were referred, when we went to visit the site, we were referred to, I believe it was Ross.
Ross, yeah.
And we were told that is similar to the sign that you wanted. Ross did not have that.
Yeah, it
correct.
Yeah, we did the sign for Ross as well.
Right.
That doesn't have a decorative peak because that's not part of the building. So the owners of Silver Grove, again, want the decorative roof to make it look like the building. I mean, and again, we could make it slightly smaller. They just think that it's more, it looks better with it.
It just adds another 2 feet in that sign. So, that's my opinion.
Yeah, it can be eliminated, and we can just take away that decorative look.
Kim?
It could be right there on the corner. I think there's like a temporary.
Yeah, they have a temporary sign there now. It's in that front lawn
right
area. That they have a large front lawn area, so it's going to be similar. The way that temporary sign is positioned is not how the new sign would be perpendicular
okay
to the street.
Okay, so if you're coming down the street, it's going to be faced this way?
Correct.
Okay. Not
angled. Not parallel. No, okay. Not angled. It will be perpendicular to the street.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I think it looks like a great sign. I guess I'm just a little concerned about the overall size of it. It's not like it has to draw attention from a lot of traffic. So I was really hoping we could shrink it a little bit in some way. And I if it means shrinking the base a little bit, or you can put the number up top, or just eliminate the top and leave the base as is. Just like to see just a tad smaller. It is going to be illuminated, I believe.
Yes.
Yes,
that's right. Yeah, we can certainly make it smaller. That's, again, we want it to look appropriate for the property.
I mean, just in comparison with when you're looking at it with the gentleman next to it, and how tall it is. So it gives you a really good visual of how tall it really is, and I just kind of think it needs to be.
I mean, we can easily get the main part of the sign is silver roll. Right now that's 32 square feet. We can easily get the 30 square feet just by making it approximately 2 inches smaller each way. It's 46 by 94, then we get the 30 square feet. So that's easy to do that. And then if you tell me what you want the roof to be, we can certainly make that peak a little shorter. That's what the board's desire is.
Go ahead, you guys can go on. I just want to add a few more dimensions to my number here.
Any questions that I have, we can go over to the shrinking and the sign down there, so.
Okay.
Kind of referring to this discussion.
Blake? You said you did the Ross optical sign with that 30 square feet sign?
That sign is 42 by 84. It's 24 and a half square feet.
Okay. Looking at this, I like what you're trying to do. I like the architectural layout of the building, but I also feel the sign's too tall.
Okay.
That's my feeling on it. I have no other question. Thank you.
How much can you shrink it down, being in the top and third? How much can we do that?
Right now the top is 30 inches. If the board says make it 20, it narrows the peak, which is fine. I mean, we'll still be able to get that architectural feature. I guess it's just if the board comes up with a number, we'll stay within that overall height. We can get to 30 square feet on the cabinet part fairly easily. So if you tell me you want the top to be 20 inches instead of 30, and then the sign is 2 inches smaller, that's 1 foot we would be gaining on the overall height.
Thank you.
Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of granting the variance? Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak on behalf of granting the variance? Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak against the granting of the variance? Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak against the granting of the variance? Public discussion is now closed. Does the secretary have any communications?
No.
Board discussion. Mike?
I'm still believing it is too high.
I think if we remove the peak, I feel better. I mean, again, just comparing it to the figure here, I mean, my opinion is just too tall. I know they want it to be aesthetically pleasing with the building, and it looks great with the sign and the base. I don't know that it needs the peak on top of it. It's just overkill. It's unnecessary to get to the point where they want to get it. The building itself looks nice. So I'd be happy happy with that, having that peak on the top, and maybe even the children on the side of the possible windows.
Bob?
It is modified for Jim's sake, taking 2 inches off of each side and removing the peak.
Okay.
Dwight? I agree with Bob. The height of the individual is about 6 foot, so still you'd be taller than 5 feet with the pedestal. And the pedestal is, you're going to have snow, you have a couple feet of snow.
Right.
You want to still be able to see the sign. I can get behind as Bob proposed.
Are you saying, too, if we eliminate the, would we leave the 2 horizontal pieces, or do you want the entire thing gone? Just the peak, the triangular portion, or the triangular portion is 20 inches.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. I mean, it looks like is it only 4 inches of those 2 pieces?
The bottom one's 4, and the upper one's 6.
Oh, so you want the upper one.
But the peak is, if we took the whole peak off, that's 20 inches. Plus what we're removing from the cabinet.
I'd like to see it just 70 inches tall. I know.
You want the whole top off, right?
You want, yes. You want
that's what I would,
from here.
I think this look cleaner. His architectural design of the peak is to go in line with what the building looks like, and I get it. It's just too tall.
Okay. Is there a board member prepared to make a motion on the request?
The rough sign, how tall is that rough sign?
That has a little decorative peak too. I have a picture of it. It's 74 inches.
74?
But the base is not, they only have a 24 inch base. They do have the deck. I guess even if we can, I didn't give you a color.
No, it's okay. We saw the color. It's just what I printed it.
Is there a motion to approve?